292 Radio, and joining us right now is Warren Trigestad and his father, Charles, or Chuck Trigestad. They are the Lacapau County Century Farm. 100 years of farming in the family, on the same farm, right, Warren?
Yeah, we've been here 100 years, obviously, not me, but I think my dad, he was born on the farm and lived there his whole life.
Yeah, oh, okay.
So that's quite a feat. Never moved.
Yeah, never moved from the farm. That's pretty good. A lot of people can't say that, can they?
No, they can't, that's yeah. For sure.
Well, congratulations on being a Century Farm, Warren and Chuck, and Fran as well. Fran is here, too. Warren, why don't you just tell us a little about the history of the Trigestad Farm.
Well, Paul, you know, got quite the history, just like a Century Farm would.
Yeah.
Our family immigrated from Norway in the late 1800s. My great-grandfather, Lars Jr., came across on the ship Baltic to New York City in 1886 from Liverpool, England. He was just 21 years old. And, well, in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis area, Lars met his wife, Ellen Flydahl, who had also immigrated from Norway. They didn't know each other in Norway, but they met when they were in Minneapolis. She was working as a maid for Dr. Northrop, who was at the time was the president of the University of Minnesota. And that's what Northrop Auditorium up at the Twin Cities campus is named after.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So after they married, they moved to Gibbon, Minnesota and started farming. There my grandfather, Naker, and his siblings were born. Farming didn't work out there, so Lars bought a farm north of Odessa in 1902, sight unseen. Lars and his oldest son, Lewis, moved their belongings in covered wagons to Big Stone County. The rest of the family came later on a train. Mm. They got the better end of the deal on that.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. The farm in Big Stone County proved to be rocky and unproductive. My great-grandfather was hard-pressed to provide for his family, so in 1916 he purchased 400 acres of prime farm ground east of Bellingham in Lacaparral County. It is the farm that my mother still lives on. That's our Century Farm.
Okay.
They traded the Odessa farm and borrowed $24,000 from the bank, which back in that day was a lot of debt.
Oh, wow, I guess. What year was that, roughly?
1916.
Okay.
That September, they made the move to Lacaparral County. They once again loaded up the covered wagons and drove the livestock through the river bottoms, that's the bottoms north of Bellingham, to their new farm. My grandfather and his siblings attended country school a half a mile north of the new farm. Rosie Runglin, she's a big Bellingham native, and Leah Trigestad were the teachers. The family prospered many years on the Lacaparral County land. They planted oats, wheat, barley, and corn. They also milked cows, raised feeder cattle, hogs, and chicken. They traded the cream and butter for eggs, and eggs for other groceries in town. In 1918, the family bought its first automobile, a Ford touring car, Model T. Yeah, at that time, the roads weren't very good, so even though they had the car, they used horses and buggies most of the time. At the same time frame, the first tractor was purchased, a bright yellow machine called Common Sense. Now, that's one I've never heard of.
Never. Nope.
But apparently, that's what it was. From then on, a threshing machine was added, and Naker, my grandfather, and Louie, his brother, threshed grain all over the county. The current farmhouse went through a remodel in 1926. The house was lifted. Can you imagine that, lifting a house up in 1926?
To put a basement in?
Yeah, put a basement, okay. Yep. And they put a cistern in so they could have running water. In 1927, electricity was added and a generator was added. The well on the farm had very soft water, so the people in Bellingham would come to the farm and purchase water.
Oh.
And also the Bellingham School got the water from that farm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. In 1929, a wooden crank and hauler phone was installed. And we found an old phone book, and Lars's phone number was listed in the phone book as 708.
Different phone number back
then.
Yeah,
that's for sure. And actually, things were going really well until the dirty 30s.
Yep.
You can imagine that.
Yep.
The drought came, and prices hit rock bottom. Through the thriftiness of the farm, it survived. And in 1933, the farm participated in the Soil Erosion Service, and shortly after that, the drought ended. So then in 1937, Lars, my great-grandfather, died from a heart attack. My grandmother passed away 20 years later. Great-grandmother. She spent her last 20 years, she spent her later years in the new 1952 division of the North Lutheran Home.
Okay.
She was one of the first residents.
Wow.
Yeah. My grandfather, Naker, stayed on the farm and married Lilas Manson in 1941, and one son, my dad, Charles, was born in 1942. He was an only child.
Okay.
Naker purchased many pieces of equipment, including an International Farmall M, a Super C, three-bottom plow, a John Deere 55 combine with no cab. The farm didn't get a cab combine until 1966.
Oh, wow.
So they struggled quite a while without a cab. Yeah. He raised beef cattle and picked a lot of the corn on the cob and cribbed it. He also purchased a 12-foot field cultivator. We now have a 45-foot.
Yeah.
to pull behind the M. And a 4-0 cultivator to put in front of the Super C.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was super.
Yeah, super.
Yeah. We still have many of the same tractors. My dad remembers Naker, his dad, getting off the tractor at the end of each round of the field and pull a wire tight called checking corn. This is to get the row straight.
Oh.
My grandfather, Naker, battled with emphysema for many years and died in 1966. His brother, Louis, came to help my dad on the farm. When Lilas died a number of years later, my dad became the proud owner of the Trigested Farm, a lifelong dream of his.
Oh, cool.
My dad married Fran Mork in 1962. They made many changes. A barn, corn cribs, chicken coop, and a hog house were torn down, and a new hog barn was built to farrow 25 hogs and finish them out.
Oh.
We did it all in tens, and it was all out of manual labor, not like it is now.
No.
Yeah. A dryer bin was built. And a cab combine was purchased, and things were going actually pretty good. And to this marriage, three children were born. Charlene, who now lives in Tennessee, Neil, who lives in New Prague, and me, who I just live east of the home farm.
Okay.
We all grew up working on the farm. Seems like all we did was pick rocks and pull weeds. But actually, we did have a lot of fun working on the farm.
Right.
A big improvement was the bean bar, where we could ride and spray the weeds at the same time. We thought that was great.
You yep.
know, we shouldn't have been doing it. We were squirting each other and all that. You know, and, yeah, wasn't a good situation, but that's what we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a city boy. I rode the bean bar a few times.
Yeah, yeah.
Area farmers.
Yeah, and all of us are still involved on the family farm in some way.
Yeah.
I started farming full-time in 1996 after my dad's he was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, progressed, and he and Mom just couldn't quite handle all very much anymore. So, and we've been able to expand the farm further and make many improvements, such as much larger equipment, obviously, and things that went actually pretty well.
Yep.
So, yeah. So that's kind of the history of the farm.
Wow, that is a rich history of the Trigested family on one farm. That's pretty cool, Warren.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your thoughts on that when you're reading that and you read about your relatives that came over here? And
well, you know, I never really realized, you know, all the struggles they went through. And, you know, as a kid, you watch the Westerns and stuff, you know, covered wagons. You never really thought that your great-grandparents and stuff came across, you know, the land in covered wagons and drove the livestock through the bottoms north of town. And, it was very, very humbling. To be honest with you, Paul.
Right. So when your dad Chuck bought the farm, he built a barn and a bunch of the buildings on the farm then, huh?
Yes. Yep. The barn was there. He actually took the barn down and rebuilt the hog house and stuff like that. You know, we've seen many changes, you know, on the farm, you know.
Like what changes have you seen?
Obviously you start with horses, to small tractors and equipment. And now we got four-wheel drives and other tractors that steer themselves, actually.
Yeah.
Combines have yield monitors and technology to precisely apply the seed and fertilizers, not only by the acre, but by the foot. You know, so that was a big deal. And also another big change that I have seen on the farm and my dad is too, is the labor requirement. We now farm more acres in a fraction of the time it took before with much less physical labor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are putting more drain tile in the ground and we are doing everything we could to try to maximize the productivity of the farm.
The yield, yeah.
Yeah, which has really been a, Mm-hmm. You know, that's the time we're in.
Right.
They got to produce as many bushes as we can.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about you mentioned hogs? That's what you're in, not cattle or dairy or anything like that.
No, no. As young, we just farrowed to finish 25 hogs, about 250 pigs a year.
Okay.
And you know, it's kind of funny thing is when my brother and I and Charlene all went to college, all of a sudden the hogs disappeared too. So
smart.
I wonder why.
Smart move by your dad then.
Yeah, Dad and Mom, they had enough of the chores. They maybe kept them on for a year or so, but it wasn't very long.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah.
So, Warren, anything else you want to say?
Yeah, you know, we've had many challenges in the farm. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, you know, there has been many, but, you know, the way I and my family, my dad and mom, we look at challenges as opportunities. You know, there have been the challenges we've all faced on the farm, such as wildly fluctuating commodity prices, you know, the unpredictable weather, trade embargoes, trade wars, depressions, recessions. You know, they've all been, been a lot of challenges and opportunities. But our biggest, but probably the biggest challenge our family has been my father's diagnosis of multiple sclerosis back in 1986. You know, he farmed many years with it without really, no one really knew, but finally it got bad enough, and now he's in a wheelchair full-time, and he's actually a resident of the Madison Lutheran Home.
Mm-hmm.
But even with that, you know, he is still actively involved with the farm. He still buys inputs and equipment and sells his portion of the grain.
Nice.
He's also giving me and my siblings advice all the time and coming up with more jobs for us to do on the farm. I think he sits all day thinks about what Warren can do. It's never ending.
Yeah.
another equally as big a challenge was passing on the farm to the new generation, you know. And I had asked him a while ago on kind of his philosophy on that, and kind of in closing, this is what he said. Communication is the key between generations. Giving up control is a very tough challenge. When to pass the farm on to the next generation takes a lot of soul searching. It is not the ground, it is not the crops, it is not the animals, it's not the machinery that makes a farmer. It's the faith, the hard work, and the love of it that makes a farmer. Farm life has been a sweet life. I love the farm. It's been my lifelong passion and my hobby as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the way our farm is kind of run the last 100 years.
And,
you know, hopefully it'll go for another 100.
That's right. Family's everything, isn't it, Warren?
Yeah, it really is. You know, every challenge has its challenges and opportunities like we just talked, but, you know, it's the strong that persevere through.
Right. And I'm sure you learned a lot of traits from your dad.
Oh, yeah.
What hard work is and stuff like that.
Yeah. And I've tried to pass that on to my children as well, and I know my brother and my sister have too. So, you know,
great.
We've all did a lot of work on the farm, and it's been very rewarding.
That's right. Well, Warren, Chuck, thanks for helping out here today. Appreciate it, and congratulations on 100 years.
Thank you very much.
On the farm. That's great. That was a great story.
Yeah.
Well done, so.
Well, I have to put all the credit to my mother.
Yep.
She spent a long time doing all the research, and I basically just had to kind of summarize it and give it to you today on the radio.
Well, it's good to put family history down on paper so you can pass that on to the next generation too, right?
That's what my dad said last night. He says, for sure you keep that in a safe place.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to do.
All right. Thanks, Warren, for your time.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul.
Yep. That's Warren Trigestad along with Chuck and Fran here. Century Farm, Clockapaw County Century Farm.